Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, greetings from San Francisco. Greetings to our listeners again and, you know, yet again. Despite our best intentions, we had a bit of a kind of break. But this week will be good and next week onwards we'll be pretty regular. So Bunty, I thought we'll do a bunch of stories today. Something that, you know, I had seen on social media and then I forgot about and then you sent me. There's this video circulating of a guy outside a five-star hotel in Delhi. He was wearing pink trousers and he pulled a gun out. And he's threatening another guy. And then it ends with some like, you know, coarse oaths in Hindi. Kal aayo tujhe dekh lunga, with some, you know, BCMC thrown in. Long story short is that these were politicians, both of them. So the guy who was doing the threatening was the son of a former BSP MP, Bahujan Samaj Party MP. He was at a Delhi hotel. The guy who was threatened was the son of an ex-Congress MLA. So the threatener was a dude called Ashish Pandey. There was a lot of outrage after this happened. The guy who was threatened was the ex-Congress MLA's son, was a guy called Gaurav Kanwar. Kanwar said he had gone to Hyatt on October 13th for dinner when he found himself at the receiving end of the former Bahujan Samaj Party BSP MP son's hooliganism. There's also some, you know, women involved who are freaking out. There's some Eastern European women who are there. And I think what happened is that this Kanwar says he was with a friend. She wasn't feeling well. I assisted her to the washroom, assuming that this is the women's washroom. I held the door. She was puking. No assistant was inside. Three drunk girls walked to the washroom and started abusing me. I assume they are abusing him because he was holding the door of the women's toilet. So they may have assumed that he was up to something shady. So Kanwar, Gaurav Kanwar, right? Yeah. He called security. And then, he said we were exiting the hotel. Anyways, we were scared. And then he said that the guy Pandey and those three women approached them and hurled abuses at them. The man in pink pants walked up to me and shouted, "I will kill you." Now, since then, he said, "I didn't report it because I was scared for my life." Since then, I think this Pandey dude has been kind of arrested. But it's weird because you also see strange kind of like, you know, cursing going on, and because he's wearing pink pants, someone is calling him a tranny, or I don't know what. So it was vintage Delhi, is what I'll say. So yeah, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, look, I have just come back from Delhi, and I think by and large the people in Delhi are really good, in that they're friendly, they enjoy a good drink and a good. And I think one of the things I find joyous about Delhi is that it's not kind of held back. Like Chennai and Calcutta are so caught up in doing the correct thing that they don't know how to let go. And Bombay kind of is so obsessed about how sophisticated things are that by the time they let go. In Bombay, what happens is everybody becomes kind of a Delhiite after six drinks. But up until that point, everybody's kind of suave and cosmopolitan. So back to this incident in Delhi. There was a time when I was working in Delhi and me and my wife would go to a discotheque and at that point I was working fleetingly in advertising. And one of the things that they would do was they would offer people working in advertising the opportunity to enter. If you presented your business card, you would get in for free. Right? And I'm not going to take the name of the discotheque or whatever, but the advantage was they would know that most advertising people would, it was kind of a women-friendly business, right? So if you were in advertising, chances were that you would come with women, right? Which was at a premium in any Delhi disco, or for that matter, in any discotheque in India anyway, right? So the gate policy were no single dudes, only women. Now, what would happen is once you got into that place or got into that environment of the hotel, you'd be juxtaposed with like farmers' sons, politicians, gundas. So Delhi brought out this fantastic thing because of its proximity to the Badlands in UP and Haryana. with a lot of kind of disposable income, it would be a natural magnet for like outright gundagardi, right? So change to this context where this guy, because of an altercation outside a lady's loo, for whatever reason, he decides to pull a weapon in a five-star environment. I just think five-star hotels in Delhi, unlike in Bombay and Calcutta, so going back, contradicting myself, in Calcutta, because people are held back, and in Chennai, and in Bombay, people are so obsessed with being suave, that there is a certain amount of filter which kind of culls out the riffraff, right? Or the behavioral riffraff, not people. In Delhi, I think that filter is missing. So as long as your car has a sticker, a light, or your father is somebody or the other, you can pretty much get away with anything. And I think that's what we've seen here. And I think what I saw in that clip is not uncommon. It happens. I've seen it happen in Delhi a lot of times. But I was hoping that things would have changed because none of these guys and their parents are in power, right? So the irony is this is not some BJP-sponsored gundagardi. This is like public disorder prompted by two minor politician's son who are no longer in the frame of play. And that to me, put aside that there's a pink trouser involved in a gun, that to me goes to the, like, you know, in Delhi, the saying that, janta hai main kaun hu? Are ye koi bhi nahi hai. These people are nobodies.
They are creating
trouble. So that's the funny bit for me in this room.
Yeah, I think you've, you know, absolutely hit the nail on the head. This was my experience with Delhi when I moved there many years ago. And, you know, I've been going to Delhi since I was a child because we had extended family there. But, you know, that was the first place I know when, you know, we would play cricket with the neighborhood kids. And, you know, you are exposed to this BCMC kind of language. But this whole business of janta nahi main kaun hu and I'll get guys from my dad's factory. It's this sort of very nasty mix of toxic masculinity, complete male insecurity, a kind of crass materialistic culture. And when I moved there for high school, I found it, you know, everywhere in my school. And it was actually one of the factors that led me to decide that I didn't want to do my college in Delhi. And this, you know, the other thing is that, it also goes to this whole culture of the show of power, because, the idea is that if you have any kind of political clout, you are someone in Delhi. So, you know, a lot of it is actually a kind of con game, which is if you are able to convince people that you are politically connected, that itself counts as a kind of capital in Delhi. And that's why everyone is always, always boasting about their connections. Like everyone knows, you know, the prime minister and so on. It's a couple of other things that have happened here. And I don't want to single out Haryana as being especially, you know, sort of bad in this regard, although Haryana has, I mean, we know it's a state with, you know, for all its prosperity, past or present, it has, you know, it's even by the standards of Indian patriarchal culture, it's especially virulent. It's a state with the highest number of gang rapes and a very frequent, you know, a rate of occurrence of them. What's happened in Haryana is that there have been a lot of people from the agricultural belt who have come into tons and tons of money because the government or corporations actually bought out land at, you know, very high rates or lucrative rates for these families, for businesses, or if there was something near the airport, or, you know, construction was going to happen and so on. So you have this entire generation of people just sort of sitting on a large amount of wealth. Now, I don't want to, you know, draw on this caricature of them being uneducated farmers, uncouth. That's true. There's an element to that because you also have people who have had every kind of privilege. Like I know of in my school itself, you know, a politician's son who had gone to, you know, who would go on then to go to the US or so on. But he would also behave in this way. The school I went to for high school, which was a well-reputed school. Or there would be, you know, some IAS officer's son who's again had every privilege in life, but he just, you know, uses that to bully people. And to me, you know, in some ways, this is, you know, I think what's happened, for instance, with the Me Too movement recently is that people have recognized that this, the kind of problem we associate with, you know, your average, lower income guy who's on a DTC bus harassing women, it's something that spreads across, North Indian society or Indian society, but is particularly concentrated in places like Delhi, it cuts across caste and class and different social groups.
Look, we have spoken and discussed about this guy. What he did was unfortunate. We were observing broader trends that, you know, between us, we've spotted in other cities, our growing up in India, working in India. I hope this guy is in prison for waving a gun. But I also think that other guy who kind of barged into the lady's toilet, you know, if this lady was thrown, I just feel uncomfortable that, you know, he didn't give a good account of himself by what he just said in that article. We've given this as much time as it deserves. We just want to call it out. This kind of behavior is not to be encouraged, no matter which city you are in. And I think that's all we've got to say on this, Rohit, from my point of view.
Yeah, I think the larger question is, you know, one which it's a theme that we've come back to and we've discussed in different ways from many angles, which is really about, it's about public space, right? Who does public space belong to and who has what kinds of rights in public space? Five-star hotels are not public space exactly, but in a sense, it's not your private domestic space of your house. Not that violence or misbehavior is sort of justified in any space. But again, it's this idea that I can do what I want because of a modicum of power. And I think that is really a, you know, combined with, in some ways, that's kind of become the hallmark of masculinity, that mere jo marzi hai, I will do what I want, when I want, where, without accountability. And I think that is the deepest source of the problem. But you're right. I think we've exhausted this, that the bums don't deserve much, much more, but hopefully that guy's in jail. And, whether in pink trousers or otherwise, waving a gun is just not done. So, all right.
Chalo, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.